So.
ज्ञानं जन सलाकया चक्षुरुन मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयामि। माई कोटि एंड कोटि भाग प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव विष्णु एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी। Krishna has come from Gurukul. One day, climbing on the top roof of his house, he sought towards Vrindavan. And then weeping, the remembrance of past days when he was in prison. In the meantime, Uddhava came. Krishna took his hand. His hand and began to tell me, Uddhava, you are mantri, my sakha, my even you are Shishya Brihaspati. Brihaspati has teach you all shastra. But what he did not know, Prem Tattva, he could not tell you. So I want to send in the school of Prem where I have learned Prem. Tell my some sandesh to them. But by your words, they will not be satisfied. I am telling so many sandesh. And you should tell them. And thus, Buddha was thinking, Krishna is sending me there. But without Krishna, a moment I cannot stay anywhere. Krishna told, oh, I am in Mathura in part, but fully you will see, I am in Vrindavan. Don't worry. Krishna wanted that in Braj there are so many gopis. They are giving consolation to each other, and thus their sufferings are divided. But what I am suffering here,
separation,
anyone cannot participate. Anyone here not knowing Brajakatha, the love and affection of Gopi, Nand Baba, Yashoda. So you should go and see that whole Braj is there, I am there, all the gopis and cowherd boy, all are very happy. So don't hesitate. I am fully in Braj. And thus, Uddhava was the body caller of Krishna, and Uddhava were same. Krishna has given his own mala. So Uddhava became like Krishna. In this way, Rath was going and Krishna and Uddhava were going. Then Uddhava told Krishna, Prabhu, you should return back. I am going. And what you have told, I will tell everything, top to bottom, and will try to spy Nanda Baba, Majasuda, Gop and Gopi, Brijavasi and others. Thus, Uddhava went in Rath, and Rath was going. Up till the dust of coming from the wheels of the Rath was seen. Krishna was standing there, and when everything was stopped, not seen, then Krishna returned back to Mathura. But always remembering Gopi pray, how they loved me, how Nanda Baba, how Mother Yashoda, all others, they loved me, I cannot repay. And Brahma one day, even so, Uddhava went in Braja. At that time, cows were coming from forest. By their dust, earth was covered. So anyone could not see the earth. Nand Baba heard. Krishna friend Uddhava has come and he is waiting on the door. So Nand Baba himself came and took him inside room. Uddhava saw no cooking at all. Once Krishna has gone, cooking is stopped totally. The makasa,
spider web. Spider web.
They have covered pots. Kitchen room. That chulha. Why to cook? At first they used to cook for Krishna, but now for whom they will cook? Anyhow, Nand Baba send anyone to a Brahmin house. And he brought kheer without chini, because that Brahman has no chini.
Sugar. Without sugar.
Sugar. What to do? Anyhow, Uddhav was hungry. He took that
kheer.
Without sugar, sweet rice.
Without sugar. And full his stomach. He took it. And then anyhow, he called any boy and told that you should
massage
his feet. And everything was done. After that, Nand Baba wanted to ask how my dear Krishna is. But out of what?
Due to emotion, voice choked.
Separation.
Separation mood. Voice was choked. He began to weep. Anyhow, after some time, he told Uddhav, Krishna had not
killed Kans.
Kans by his own activities. He killed himself. So to forget Krishna, I go to river
Jamuna.
When I go, I remember how Krishna and gopis used to meet in
banks of Yamuna.
Holiday bank. So more remembrance coming that I went to
Govardhan.
There I went. and more remembrance coming. What to do? For what he went? He left Jamuna bank in Govardhan, more remembrance began to come. Then he used to go to Nandagaon. Oh, Nandagaon, telling his all sweet past. How myself and Mother Yashoda used to love and affection Krishna. In this way, everywhere in the Braj I went to forget Krishna. But where I went, no place in the whole Braj where I will go and pacify myself. Then, weeping so, Uddhav became astonished. He thought that Krishna has told me to pacify them. What should I tell him? If any worldly person's son dies, then we may tell, don't worry, remember Krishna. Anyhow, he is pacified. But to whom, who is weeping for Krishna, what should I tell? Don't weep. All Shastra forbid him. Don't tell like this. And if I tell that, oh Nanda Baba, Yashodama, weep more and weep more for Krishna. Then what will be? That I cannot say. So, he became in dilemma. How to pacify them? He discovered what? From his heart. By what words? They will be pacified because Krishna has sent me. Then what to do?
Kirtan, 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 Kirtan.
Achha. Where is Jahnava?
Drama.
Drama.
Oh, you can. Regarding Krishna has gone Mathura. One kirtan is song.
Tu se rahi lo, my beautiful.
অন্যরে লাগে না, that song is there. মনরে লাগে না, মনরো লাগে না,
মনরো লাগে না সখিনি মেরো শ্যাম বিনা, মনরো লাগে না
Oh, Oh, book, you can take book and
Mike is there. Mike is there. Mike.
Meranda Sya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chakshura Maritami Tosansi Yudhavena. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to give the translation of this very beautiful Hindi song. Radha is telling her sakis, my mind is unhappy because Shyam is not here. She's feeling separation that Krishna has gone to Mathura. The whole village of Braj is empty. Without Shyam, the kunjas and lanes are empty. As Srila Gurudev mentioned, Uddhav first went to Vrindavan and he saw everything very beautiful, the cows. The bulls were fighting over the cows and everybody was throwing cow dung patties and everything was very joyful. And the next moment, the curtain went down of Yogamaya. And then he saw everything vacant, even the bumblebees were rolling on the ground and weeping. Who will play the flute so sweetly? Without Shyam here, who will inspire us to dance? This is in the Shikshastakam. Mahaprabhu is taking Radharani's mood, that without Krishna, without Govinda, the whole world is vacant, and every one moment seems like yugas in his absence. I go to Jamuna to take water, but without Shyam, the Pan Gata, where the villagers draw their water, and where Krishna and the gopis, by signals, vow to meet each other, is empty. Perhaps Giridhari Krishna is in a sulky mood. If I don't see you, for 1 second, I go mad. Every moment is a yuga. Without Shyam, my mind is not interested in everything, anything. Radharani is the prema guru of even Krishna. What to speak of us, teaching us what is the perfection, that without Krishna or Krishna consciousness, everything is nothing. As that painting of Radha alone, you know that painting, she's thinking, what is the use of my youth, my beauty, my ornaments, my elaborate dress, if Krishna is not here to enjoy it. So this is the feeling of Radharani and then the Brijbasis who are getting all of their bhakti from her, who is Bhakti Devi, herself, the original Bhakti Devi. All the Brijbasis are feeling that everything is empty without Shyam, without Krishna. And this is the scene that Uddhava saw, and this is what he experienced when he went to Nanda Bhavan, when he saw that all the stoves were covered by cobwebs, and Mother Yasoda was practically like a skeleton, her eyes all sunken in. For who will we cook? So without cooking for Krishna, they are also not eating. So this is the dilemma that Srila Gurudev is explaining that Uddhava is in. That he never experienced such a thing, such a love, such a separation. What will I tell him? Should I tell him not to cry? Then that would be against all the shastras, which say that the perfection of life is to weep in separation from Krishna. Or should I tell him that he's very lucky to cry because God has become his son? So I think now Srila Gurudev will speak about how Uddhava is telling Nanda Maharaj, you're so lucky that God himself has become your son, and we'll see what Gurudev says, the so-called Ishvara Bhav, or God consciousness of Nanda Maharaj is in relation to Krishna.
Thank you. So, sharing the Nanda Baba words, Uddhava was thinking, what should I tell? You should weep more and more. For this is not
practical.
Then you should weep more and more. This is not solution. What should I tell? In Uddhava dictionary, no word was found. To pacify
Nanda Baba.
Nanda Baba. In the last he thought, in Shastra it has been written, those who weep, really they are
fortunate.
For Krishna.
Fortunate.
They are fortunate.
And he told Nanda Baba, you are bhari saubhagyasi.
You are very fortunate.
Huh?
You are very fortunate.
Only this word he told. But Nanda Baba told, Uddhava, I thought up till now you are friend of Krishna, so you are matured. And now you should know something, but I think you don't know anything.
Shishya of Brihaspati.
A learned man who has heard all these things from Brihaspati, his buddhima,
intelligence
became puzzled.
Your
dudh mukha.
He told your milky teeth has not gone yet.
So much learned person, and he, Nanda Baba, telling your
baby teeth.
Still not burnt. Oh, there was a Baba. And that was Dasarath. Ram went to exile, and when he heard Ram, Haram,
nothing.
Why am I still
alive?
Eh?
My life is not gone.
Why my life is still in my body?
Not coming out of body. Because it is made of vajra.
Thunderbolt.
So, what should I tell? In this way, whole night, Nanda Baba and Uddhava weeping, Mother Yashoda was not closing
opening her eyes
and weeping. Thus whole night in this dialogue went. Any kirtan more? Anyone else? Can you any? Pankaj can talk.
Vijay.
You are not here, I know.
Vijay.
Here, Vijay.
Vijay Prabhu.
You know? Any kirtan?
No. Keba Sunaila Sam Nam.
কানের ভিতর দিয়ে মরে মতো করে কইল মরফা.
Always talking, always talking. His mouth cannot be stopped.
Mala.
No mala.
No mala.
Nothing, day and night, no mala.
Number 140, new songbook, page number 140.
Old songbook 109.
Old songbook 109.
That is fine.
Fine.
Yeah. Kaheti Jajanti Dase Kulavati Kula Nashe
Kaheti Jajanti Dase Kulavati Kula Nashe
Kaheti Jajanti Dase Kulavati Kula Nashe
Oh my God, Srila Gurudev was explaining this song in Italy last year, and he was weeping as he was explaining it, having the full realization of Srimati Radhika's separation, being Tadatma with her, and experiencing all her moods in order that Gurudev can serve her in that realm. Feeling separation, she's saying that the name, who is it who put that name of Shyam into my ears? Simply by hearing that name, all my senses are overwhelmed and my heart has become agitated. If, simply by hearing the name, such an overwhelming situation comes into my heart, then what to speak of what would happen if I touch his body? Radharani is not intentionally, but teaching us by her own example that the name is non-different from Krishna. The name is actually non-different from his body. Just like we sing that song about the holy names, that, oh holy name, let my attraction to you increase daily. How you kill the Putana witch, you are the ocean of Ras, you perform the Rasa Leela. The name himself is non-different from Krishna's form. So Radharani is experiencing that. When she's experiencing separation, she's thinking that I'm not only unchaste in one way, but I'm unchaste in three ways. There's somebody who plays a flute that drives me mad, there's somebody whose name drives me mad, and there's somebody whose picture I see painted by Vishakha, and that form drives me mad. So she's the embodiment of the experience that the name is not different from Krishna. And she's saying, and Srila Rupa Goswami, who's also in her mood, and gave that very beautiful prayer that made Lord Chaitanya so pleased with him, that when I chant the holy name, I wish that I had millions of years and millions of tongues. All my senses become inert when the holy name enters my senses. So Srimati Radhika is also saying that my whole being is controlled by that name. My tongue cannot stop chanting it, even for a moment. Even though I don't want to, still I'm forced by that name. All my senses are controlled. Then, at the same time, even though I don't want to meet with him, because I know he's a debauchee and I know that I'm supposed to be a chaste wife, at the same time, that holy name makes me overwhelmed to meet him. When will I meet him? When will I meet him? So again, the gopis, Srimati Radhika and all of her expansion gopis, are our perfect examples of how to do bhajan. So fully absorbed in the name that they become unlimitedly eager to meet with Krishna. And saying that in a backwards way, how wonderful the song of Krishna is and the name of Krishna is, that simply by hearing his name, all the chaste ladies of Vrindavan become irreligious. They lose their religious principles. Like they're condemning Krishna's flute playing, that Krishna's flute is destroying the chastity of all the chaste ladies. And Srila Gurudev, being her messenger in this world, is teaching us how to follow Radharani and the gopis in their bhajan, to forget everything else. And he said that the main word in our whole vocabulary should be when. When will I come into this mood of the gopis, of the followers of Srimati Radhika, so that my only ambition is to meet Radha and Krishna in what form? Of Krishna serving the lotus feet of Radharani, begging for her forgiveness, begging for her darshan. So wherever he stays, how can the young women of Braj maintain their religious principles? Which actually means that the supreme religious principle is to love Krishna and the supreme chastity. All the gopis are described as the most chaste ladies, and any lady who's attached to any husband or any boyfriend in the name of chastity is actually completely unchaste, because the only boy that any lady should be attached to, or any soul, any jiva soul, is Krishna. When Gurudev gives his Gayatri initiations, he says, now know that only Krishna is your boyfriend, meaning that Radharani is my mistress and Krishna is her pranana. In my heart I want to forget him, but I cannot. Now I cannot understand what is the remedy, what to do. Dwija Chandidas says, simply by displaying his youthful beauty, that Shyamananda has destroyed the chastity of all virtuous women. So Chandidas is one of the favorite Vaishnava poets of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would sing the songs of Chandidas in his feelings of separation at Rath Yatra in the Gambhira. I want to forget him, but I cannot. So this in submission of showing Krishna that I want to forget him, this is making Krishna more and more eager. Srila Gurudev gave a very beautiful pastime in 1993 in his teachings of Manushiksha, that Radharani is in Man, and she's making a garland for Krishna, but Krishna's not knowing that it's for him. And he's standing there and waiting for 15 minutes, 20 minutes for her to look up at him. And she's becoming so pleased, but she doesn't want to show it. So she starts pretending to fix her nose ring to cover up her smile in pleasure that he's suffering without her. So everything is, prem is just like a snake. It's very crooked. There's pretending that I'm not in love, which increases the love. And saying that I want to forget him, but I cannot forget him. And being eager at every moment to be with him. So much apparent contradictory emotions. Kila Kinchita Bhav and so many emotions that Srila Gurudev said our whole ambition of life is to serve those moods of Srimati Radhika and her separation from Sri Krishna. So we're so fortunate that Srila Gurudev has come from the Nikunjas, who's always engaged in looking through the creepers and waiting for the right moment to come in and serve. Gaur Premanand.
Dharma should be ready.
Thank you.